The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
How you doing tonight?
Hey,
tonight.
It depends on where you are on this lovely planet. Let me tell you, here in New Jersey, it is snowing. And it's gorgeous.
Did we mention snow?
It is.
It is snowing.
It is. Shai's already plowed the driveway once, but it's already covering up, and it's a winter wonderland. Today,
we're going to talk about magical relationships. I mean, you know, Valentine's Day is coming. And it's a shame that Valentine's Day only comes once a year, because in our household, it comes every day, basically.
Pretty much every moment.
Pretty much.
Because, you know, if you're not romancing yourself, romancing each other, life gets kind of dull.
It's easy to get lost in the complexities of life, trying to get to where you think is important and forgetting the reality of the moment, and that's all you got. So you disregard the people around you, thinking something better is coming.
I realized as we were introducing the show, Shia, and we were talking about this winter wonderland, that our perspective on the snow is different than a lot of
people. Some people don't like it, you mean?
Well, yes, and that a lot of people, it doesn't matter whether it's snowing or not, their life is a complaint. When we first went to Costa Rica this past January, we have a lovely fellow who picks us up at the airport named Rodrigo, and we got there and he was saying, oh, it's raining. And then a few days later, when the sun finally came out, which was lucky before our course came, the sun was out the whole time our courses were there. It was lovely. He's like, oh.
It's so hot.
It's so hot. It didn't matter the circumstances. What got slotted in was the circumstances into the way his mind worked.
Which was pretty much a complaint about the way things were happening. And if your relationship reality is one of complaint, you will find fault with whoever you're in relationship, including with yourself.
Now, here's the lucky thing. This is not bad news, because our approach is not like, hey, problem solution, looking at how you're screwed up and trying to fix it. It's about getting interested in what is in a non-judgmental framework. We'll talk more about that in a moment, but first, I really feel that what we should talk about to make it easier for you to absorb these concepts that are perhaps new to you, and if not new to you, they're not particularly understandable. They are gettable, but not necessarily understandable. The best way to be able to get the most out of this program today
is through listening. And most of us think we listen, but you have to really be like a scientist with your own internal conversation. You have to start noticing, you don't have to, but it'll help. You need to start noticing your conversation about what's being said. See, most of us have a conversation with ourselves about what somebody is saying rather than actually listening to them. We say, oh, yeah, I agree with that, or no, I don't agree with that, or oh, I knew that already, or but I have a better idea. Any of those things keep you from actually listening to what the person who is speaking is saying. Now, if you train yourself to listen, to hear what another person is saying from their point of view, rather than speed up in your mind and finish their sentences, rather than disagree, but actually hear it, First off, your life will transform. Of course, it will pull you into the moment. But secondarily, it will create relationship. See, most of us in relationships are so busy that not listening to our partners because what they're saying doesn't fit our agenda of what we want, that we disregard them. And people hate being disregarded. And you can have a Valentine's Day and get all the nice flowers and gifts and whatever. If you're disregarding your partner the rest of the year, you're going to have a normal relationship.
Now, of course, it's not surprising that most people disregard their partners because, frankly, you disregard yourself. In fact, when you disregard yourself enough, you call it procrastination. That's where you say, I'm going to get up at 7 and I'm going to exercise. And 7 o'clock rolls around and you don't feel like it. You hit the snooze or you have a whole list of things you plan on doing today. And you talk to yourself about whether or not you want to. Had a great conversation this morning with a gal, a client who called in from Germany talking about her business. And the biggest challenge to her business is she is very whimsical, meaning if she feels like it, she'll do it. If she doesn't feel like it, if she doesn't feel in a good mood, then she lets things slide. There is the possibility that your commentary, your moods don't have to dictate whether or not you interact with yourself or your partner in a kind way, in an appropriate way, in a way where you're listening to yourself and listening to them. Our approach is anthropological, not psychological. It's about, like a scientist, observing and noticing how it is you are.
Without judging what you discover. That's the tricky part. Tricky part is to notice it, but not judge yourself for it. Not judge yourself as doing well or doing poorly. Not judge yourself. Start to just objectively see how it is that you are functioning in your life.
Now, interestingly enough, some of you may be commenting on how Shai and I are dovetailing in our communications. We didn't mention this yet, so if it's your first time with our show, we finish each other's sentences. It's our style of communication.
Well, it's basically because we're not competing. We're actually thinking along the same lines.
There's also a level of surrender between the two of us where if one of us jumps in, we're not offending ourselves as if Shia crossed a boundary or I breached some unwritten spoken agreement that now it's his time. We allow ourselves in reality, day to day, in and out, to have a flow in our life rather than a series of boundaries that are like landmines that we have to be careful about stepping over or not stepping over. There's a level of surrender. Now, the way we use the word surrender is not like in the dictionary. It's not where you run
up.
Yeah, you run up the flag and say, okay, you win, I lose, you know, take over my country and I live in servitude forever. That's not what we're talking about.
When we talk about surrender, we're talking about having what the other person requests of you be as though it was your idea in the first place. You agreed with yourself to have fun doing it and love it. It's not like you're the victim of someone else's request. It's like you author your life rather than be the victim of your life.
Now, mind you, Shai and I are not simply surrendering to one another. It's a lifestyle, surrendering to what life requests of us.
And what life shows up like in each moment. You know, you can either resist the way things are showing up, which is what a lot of people do, or you can have a good time with it. Choose one.
When we say resist, we're talking about succumb, where you succumb, okay, it's snowing, I'll put up with it. All right, Shai is talking now, I'll listen. Or Ariel broke in and fine, I will let her say her piece. It's not that. It's a wholehearted nature about how we are going about our life. And it is a gas. It is fun. It is lively.
And it hasn't always been this way. It hasn't always been easy. But about 22 years ago, we had an experience that transformed our lives. We had a series of experiences that transformed our lives. But at one point, there was a realization that life was never going to get better than it was in that moment. And that trying to get better was keeping us from being better. And so we stopped working on each other and ourselves, and suddenly our life became magical. And people who had known us when we were working on ourselves said, "What are you doing now? This is the real thing."
I know there are a lot of you out there now who are experiencing magic in your lives, that this technology of instantaneous transformation has become a skill set and a lifestyle that you're getting better at. Yesterday, we were on the international call with so many of you from Germany and Switzerland
and England.
And by the way, there's a new gal who's been listening. We haven't met her yet in Switzerland, who wrote us a lovely email. Her name is Suzanne. Just doing a little shout out. Hi, Suzanne. Hopefully we'll get a chance to meet you in person or hear you on the international call. But yesterday on the call, there was a couple. Stephanie was talking about how when they went to drive to Cologne to see a friend in a play and visit with another friend who's managing a spa, that their car broke down and it would not start. And they had a choice. They could sit there on the side of the road and be miserable while waiting for roadside assistance, or they could have a different reality. And Reiner, her husband, turned to her and said, "Stephanie, this is it." And in that moment, their relationship was magical because they weren't resisting.
Disagreeing with the way their life was showing up.
There are three basic principles to instantaneous transformation.
The first thing is anything you don't like, that you disagree with, that you wish were different than it is, will persist, will grow stronger, and will dominate your life. That's the first principle of instantaneous transformation. In other words, it's a principle or a law in physics. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So if you resist something, you put pressure against it, it puts pressure against you, and suddenly you're locked in this disagreement.
So Stephanie and Reiner could either sit there for the 2 hours waiting for roadside assistance, napping, chatting, enjoying each other, or they could resist the circumstance.
And then they'd be fighting about who did what that caused the car not to work.
And miserable.
Right.
That's first principle.
Second principle, you can only be exactly as you are in this moment. Your life can only be showing up exactly as it is right now.
And our world can only be snowy now. And they could only have had a broken car.
Right.
After the break, we're going to come to the third principle because we're going to be taking a break here shortly. Man, this is flying by. How exciting is that?
Very.
Come on back, everyone.
And don't miss
being here.
She said being here.
Online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, instantaneous transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com.
success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Let's come upstairs.
Hi.
Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back.
I wandered down to look out at our snowy expanse, and so where were we?
We have were talking principle. About the third principle of instantaneous transformation.
I'm ready.
Anything that you allow to be exactly as it is will complete itself when you see it. It doesn't take doing anything to have things complete themselves. It takes allowing them to be exactly as they are.
So in the case of Stephanie and Reiner in their car, the moment they allowed it to be as it was, the situation didn't dominate them. Now, mind you, they still needed to have somebody come fix it and eventually tow their car, but the whole experience was just part of the flow of their day, as opposed to this horrible, unfortunate event.
What's that other word that people use that they say instead of allow, they...
They accept.
Accept. We're not talking about accepting. We're talking about allowing. Accepting, you've already said no to it, but then you'll accept it.
That's a succumb, masquerading as surrender.
Right. When we're talking about surrender, we're talking about that you allow the circumstances of your life to be the way they are. And when we say allow, it's that they're okay the way they are and the way they're not. We're not trying to change anything. See, there's a huge difference between change and transformation. Change is incremental, takes place over time, it's linear, its goal determines, you have an idea of what's going to make life better, and you go to produce that goal. With transformation, you get into the current moment of your life, and your life shifts in such a way that things that were problematic just clear up, and it happens in all areas of your life, and it happens in an instant, outside of time. Normally, you realize it in retrospect.
Now, I know we have callers on the line, but before we go to them, I want to point out one thing. You may or may have not noticed this, so I want to underline it. I know, and Shia knows, that the theme of this show is magical relationships.
I know that.
I'm so glad. Have you noticed yet, everyone, that we're not mainly talking about your husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend? We're talking about you and how you relate to your life and how you relate to your environment. We're talking about how Stephanie and Reiner related to the situation with their car. If you want magical relationships, it's really important to begin to look at your life globally, not just through the agenda of finding the one or keeping the one or growing your relationship, but interested in how it is that you relate in a non-judgmental framework. And from that perspective, everything becomes magical, and your relationships come along for the ride.
Yowza.
Okay, so.
So we have a guest. Katerina, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hi, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Hamburg, Germany, and it's very cold here, and that's why I have a little hoarse voice. I apologize for this.
Well, nobody knows what you sound like normally, so they may think this is the way you are.
And not only that, it sounds kind of sexy, you know, so hey.
Yeah, I might keep this voice for my lifetime now.
So do you have a question for us, Katerina?
Yes. I have a question. I want to share something. I have been to Costa Rica with you guys for 2 weeks.
Yes.
And I came home, and my life had transformed. And in my business life, I'm a freelance actress. I have a lot of good things coming up, and I feel very much at ease, and I have peace in me, and it's very, very nice. And I keep up to all my yes to life and everything. So my question is...
Before you ask your question, can I say one thing?
Yes.
I want to tell you how much I admire you for many things, but one thing that really impressed Shia and I is that you knew in your heart you wanted to come to Costa Rica for 2 weeks. And you signed up around about this time last year. And I know that as an actor or an actress, people often get afraid that if they take 2 weeks out of their life for them and their well-being, they'll miss some huge opportunity in the acting world. And that you had the courage to say, this is what I want, and I'm going for it, and I'm making the commitment, and it's not reasonable, but I know that my life will flow around and support me. And you indeed had that happen. I mm-hmm. find that incredibly impressive, and I just wanted to let you know that.
Thank you, but it's true. I mean, I think the more I let go of my concerns, the more jobs come up on the horizon, and there are a lot of jobs in the pipeline, even though in Germany, January and February are like very silent months normally, and now a lot of good stuff is coming up, really.
I love that.
Congratulations.
Yeah, this is really great.
So, you have a question.
Yeah. I have a wonderful, wonderful boyfriend. I have been together with him now for 5 months, mm-hmm. and I'm in love with him, and I don't understand. I'm really fine in my life at the moment, and I see myself so often that I get panic when he wants to be together with me because I was alone for 5 years. And I always have, like, panic that he kind of may let me use this picture like an image, like he devours me or he takes so much time from me and I have no time anymore for my own stuff. But it's ridiculous because he's working a lot. And so when he has a day off, he wants to spend it with me. And even then, I sometimes say, no, I want to have time on my own because I don't know what this feeling is that he takes something away from me, like my freedom, but I don't want this kind of freedom anymore.
You know what's really fun is multiple things listening to you. The first mm-hmm. is you said you really love him and you're in love with him. You know,
yes.
Costa Rica was really great for you because you yes. were reluctant to admit that to yourself there. It was a lot more like, I love him, but, yeah. You know, that you're allowing yourself to experience love is a really cool thing.
Yes.
You've said two things for sure that I know are inaccurate. When you first got on the line, you said, I have a hoarse throat, I'm paraphrasing now,
because
it's cold. And you say, I have panic because he wants to get closer. You have a horse throat because you have a horse throat.
And you have panic because you have panic in you.
Great. Good. Yeah.
And that's the beginning, middle, and the end of it.
And you said you have panic because you were alone for 5 years. Those aren't connected up. You didn't have a relationship for 5 years. And now you have one.
I bet you if you look, you'll see that you have had panic as a companion a lot of your life.
Yes. A lot.
And you've blamed it on different things. But see, our reasons why we are the way we are and why we feel the way we feel are just reasons that we put on things. We are very reasonable, human beings are, and we blame our feelings and our way of being on things outside ourselves rather than realize that we have fear in us, we have panic in us, we have sadness in us, we have love in us. I mean, that's all existing in us. It isn't caused from outside. And when you blame the circumstances for how you feel or how you're being, you rob yourself of the greatest of gifts, your own true essence.
Mm-hmm. The other thing is, if you want true freedom is when you can allow yourself to
have what's showing up in your life right now.
Yeah. And so I like that you're seeing that you have an automaticity to you. Have an automatic, when he has one day off out of seven, or however often it is, because I know he's a doctor and very busy, that when you have an automatic, no, I want my time, that it's automatic. It is automatic like the panic. It's left over from the past, has nothing to do with current time. And if you see it and allow it without judging it, then you can actually allow yourself to be with your boyfriend when it's appropriate. You can allow yourself to say, I need an hour to do this errand in the morning, I'll see you later. Or you can be appropriate rather than an automatic no to your life.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't take it personally that you still have this coming up. You may have it coming up for a long time to come. It's not personal. It's as if it's loaded in your MP3 player. And when a certain situation comes up, your iPod, meaning your iChatter, says, oh, no, I want to be on my own. It plays that song. That doesn't mean it's real. It means it was downloaded at some time in the past, and then the question is to take a look and see what it is you truly want.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's all very simple. And it all sounds very healthy and wonderful and yummy.
Yes.
And I know that because I see it and with a lot of people who do transformation, I see the couples there, and I really enjoy watching them. Yeah. Like you guys, for example.
Well, thank you, dear.
Well, Katarina, we have to go to a break now, or we get to go to the break, is the case maybe. Do you have a moment to come back with us after the break?
Of course. Thank you.
All right, everyone, come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club. The Excellence Club. The Canes Online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog. And take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Success. health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Alrighty then, welcome back everyone.
Yes, welcome back.
I'm Ariel.
Mm.
And that's Shia, who's just taking a
drink of water.
Lovely water. And we're here with Katarina.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for calling into our show today.
It's great. I want to call in now from now on every week. It's great. And it's so easy from Germany, really.
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent.
So, anything you want to say to people, Katarina?
No, I have one more thing I want to say, and I'm now imitating Shia a little bit. I say he is the good thing. I want to invite everybody in Europe and, of course, also in the United States to come to the workshop in April. Tell it like it is. The power of being clear and direct, I think that's a very good one for me, too. And before that, we have on the Thursday, the 15th of April, we have the Freedom to Breathe. And the workshop weekend will be from 16th to 18th of April. I will be there, and I hope a lot of other people, too.
And you're talking about in Hamburg, Germany.
In Hamburg, Germany, it's right across the around the corner from my place.
Really? I didn't know that. How lovely. How convenient of us.
Yes. Okay.
We're going to be neighbors.
Excellent.
No, it's not really around the corner. I was just kidding because for me it's so easy to go there.
I see.
Excellent. Well, thank you. And thanks for inviting folks. Yes, we are going to Hamburg. And you are invited. And if you want to come in the United States, whether it's from Europe or any place else, because we've been getting emails from all sorts of places like Singapore and South Africa and Persia. Well, actually, Iran. I'm not sure how they're going to travel here to the U.S. But
I don't know that they're going to be able to do that.
I don't know that either. But if you would like to join us for the new course that we're doing here in New York City, it's called Step Into Your Brilliance, March 19th through 21st. And you can find out more information about it on our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com. And we have another caller on
the
line.
Yes, we do. Kate, are you there?
Hello, I am here.
That's great. So you're having a snow day?
I am. I'm having a snow day. I'm off from work. It's
It's beautiful outside, actually. So, I love the snow.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York City.
Great.
Yeah.
Excellent. So what can we do for you?
So for my question, I guess I just want to talk about my relationship a little bit. I've been in a relationship with someone that I've known and been in love with for a really long time. We've been on and off for about 7 years.
Right.
And we had broken up about a year ago and took some time off, but then we got back together a few months ago, and things have been really, really good and better than ever, and I feel very close to him. But kind of the one thing that kind of sneaks up sometimes, and I've noticed it's not when I'm having a good time with him, it's more when I'm not with him or with family or old friends, is kind of this idea of, well, what's next? Are you going to get married? What's, you know, what's the commitment? And I get really stressed out about it. So, I guess that was...
Well, you know something, Kate? I think you'd be better off having fun when you're with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Rather than worrying about where it's going, if you're actually there with him when you're with him, life will be so much more fun. You know, it'll go where it goes.
The other thing is, I can understand your family's ideas and concerns. Let's talk about your parents. They want the best for you.
Yeah.
Oh, they want it to be relaxed, and they want it to be taken care of, and they want to be assured that you're going to be okay. So yeah. I can understand they're unwittingly putting pressure on you. So, first of all, I wouldn't worry about that. But one of the things is that you need to know that current comes along with interactions that you have with them, even if they're not talking about how's your boyfriend.
Right.
And it's not a bad thing. It's not a good thing. It's an is thing. It just is, so that you can know it, so that when you go back and you're with him, you don't have to feel disgruntled or growly in yourself that you're not sure where it's going.
I have another thing, though, Kate.
Mm-hmm.
If you think back to when you were a little girl, what you've been programmed with, what your initial programming is as a little girl, is to someday get married.
And be a mommy.
And be a mommy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
Definitely. And that initial programming is like an old system on your computer. It runs in there, and if you're not aware of it, it can cause a lot of problems.
Yep.
Because you are not the little girl that came up with that at some point she's going to have to get married and have babies, or should, or that's what her life is about. You are a grown woman now who has a wonderful life, a wonderful boyfriend. You have fun together. And then there's this program that says, but I must get married.
Yeah.
And I'm not against marriage. I am, however, cautious when people get married for the idea of marriage rather than it supports their relationship.
And rather than it's a statement of what already is.
If right.
There are two people who are so surrendered to each other, they're making a statement out into the world of what already is.
Yeah.
And I've known you peripherally for a number of years. We don't know you well. And I saw you on Monday, and I saw you with your boyfriend, and it was obvious to us that it's more lovely than ever, and that it's sweeter than ever, and there's more of a flow. And yet I do notice in you a defended nature, a cautiousness, and it may be that you don't want to just totally flat out be heads over heels with this guy unless you're certain it's going somewhere. And I have to tell you that in a certain respect it's the reverse. It doesn't go anywhere unless you let yourself be as vulnerable and in love as you actually are, rather than holding the reins back on a horse that wants to run.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I see that.
And I don't think that that's just in your relationship. I'd get interested in how when you go to work, like you don't let yourself absolutely flat out love your work because some people might think it's trivial or less.
Or that you might be going somewhere else in the future that's going to be better than where you are right now.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday morning, we stayed overnight in the city, and we were in New York City yesterday morning, and we were in Starbucks, and this lovely lady came behind us in line, and we started chatting, and it was really fun. And
her name was Marie, I believe.
And we said, "Hey, Marie, what do you do?" And then she kind of lowered her voice, and she said, "Well, I'm a secretary to a lawyer." And I thought, oh, how cool is that? But, you know, what came out was her concerns of what other people might think of her for having that profession. And I can tell you, she definitely worked for a very cool guy. She was a cool person. She's not going to work for a jerk. It was not possible. But she tempered her life for the opinions of even strangers. And that is so normal. Most of us do that. We don't just wholeheartedly, this is my profession. This is my boyfriend. This is what I look like. These are my clothes. This is my house. This is where I live.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I feel like I often keep a little bit to myself. You know, I don't always, it's hard for me to probably be completely open a lot of times, except for a very small group of people. I notice that in myself.
Well, you know, that's a decision that you put together as a child, and it's run over time. That's all. You haven't challenged that at all.
And part of that is your idea of what it means to be an adult.
You know, if you have the idea that being an adult means you get serious about life, then you get serious because you reached an age that you're supposed to be serious.
Right.
Mm-hmm. See, if you have fun with your boyfriend, then if marriage is in the stars, it'll show up.
And take it from a person who was always driving for marriage. Not because I was in love with somebody, but driving toward marriage because that was where the goal was, because obviously that's
where life begins.
And that's what you do, yeah.
Absolutely what you do. And the day I actually gave up going for that and realized this is as good as it gets is the day that Shia asked me to marry him, because I stopped manipulating him. And we were able in that to see what we really wanted.
Yeah.
And it's been an amazing adventure.
That's really cool. Yeah.
It is really cool.
I think so, too.
I'm so happy you called in today.
Yeah, really.
I'm honored that you would call us and talk about something
as personal as your life.
How neat is that? I don't think you're as barricaded in
it. You think you are.
It's more like gossamer, like cobwebs.
I guess not. I guess, yeah, you're right. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for joining us.
Excellent. And thanks all of you for joining us. We're going to take a break now. More to come. More magical relationships. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
On a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Real Workout with host Stephen Morrison helps you go beyond the books, CDs, and the workshops you've gone to learn spirituality. Stephen will passionately help you see which of 15 universally spiritual concepts apply to your circumstance and how. Now there's a way to help you live it every single day. Work out every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on Spiritual Workout with your host, Stephen Morrison, on Seventh Wave Network. A practical path to a happier, more peaceful, and richer life experience.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes Online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes,
we're talking about magical relationships. To let you know, next week, the theme is finding peace of mind. So be sure and tune in next week as well. And if you missed any part of this show, you can catch it in the archives and any of the recent shows as well. I know we talked on the commercial about the Excellence Club and the Premium Excellence Club. If you're not yet part of our email newsletter, you should be. We're sending out some excellent articles, and we have videos coming out about Costa Rica, so if you want to see what it was like there, you can go up to our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com, and you can join the Excellence Club, or for a deeper dip, join the Premium Excellence Club.
Speaking of Costa Rica, if you're thinking of joining us in Costa Rica in 2011, those courses are about 70% filled right now.
Already.
And we just opened them last week. So if you're interested, get in touch with us.
Okay, so we have a caller on the line. Gio, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York, from Manhattan.
Awesome.
Great.
Awesome. Nice, nice, nice. So, what can we do for you today, sir?
Well, first I want to say that I was in Costa Rica with you guys, and since Costa Rica, my life has been so much clearer, and my relationship with my girlfriend has been, it's like nothing resembles the way it was before. The way we've been so gentle with each other and listening, and really, it's like I'm able to see a person I never met.
And you know, it's neat, as you talk about that, I'll bet you a lot of the people who are listening who don't know you assume that you and your girlfriend were there in Costa Rica, and that wasn't
together.
The case. It
no,
was you alone.
Right.
That's right. Yes, yeah, just me. But coming back, it's had a major effect on both of us, the way we're relating to each other. It's not like I had to tell her to be different or anything, nothing like that. And I didn't have to, neither of us had to really be doing anything different. It's just, I don't know, something about it. Like I come back from there and we are just so much more in sync and listening to each other so closely. And it's like I could see deeply into her eyes.
I love you saying that, Gio. It really underscores something that we talk about in our book, How to Create a Magical Relationship, which I'm hoping people will get and read if you haven't gotten it. If you've got it, read it again. If you haven't gotten it, it won a prestigious award for best book in the year about relationships and men-women issues. And one of the things we talk about in How to Create a Magical Relationship is how it all starts with you, and it's all about you. And as Gio's talking about it, he's had a very recent example in himself about how when he stopped working on himself, it deeply, instantaneously, profoundly affected not only his ability to relate, but his girlfriend's ability to relate with him. Lots of times people are going, oh, I don't know if I should come to your course until I can get my
husband, wife, great boyfriend, girlfriend to come with me. But it's irrelevant. If you come, you transform. The way you relate to them and they relate to you transforms along with it.
And when you say, well, I won't come until they come, that's manipulation. Manipulation is what destroys relationship. If you want to go because it's something for you, and you invite them along because you love their company, that's a whole different thing. It's like saying, I want to take you for scrumptious ice cream because I love it and I think you will too. Not, you know, you're screwed up, so we're going to go give you a dose. You have a question for us today, Mr. Gio?
Yeah, so I'm feeling so close with my girlfriend lady, but I still have this idea, like, is it going to last? And, is there something, I don't know, but is, like, how do I keep this and how do I
you
not?
You don't. So you're trying to keep it will definitely corrupt it.
And I hope it doesn't last.
Because if it lasts, it'll stagnate.
You know, if Shia and my relationship, quote, lasted like it was in the early years, we'd hate each other by now. Everything is a growing, living, breathing entity.
So that you don't need it to last, Gio. You just need to be with your girlfriend when you're with her.
And you need to be at work when you're at work rather than thinking about your girlfriend.
I love that's really cool. I really like it.
It's just so simple. It's simple. Life is simple unless you complexify it with the future and the past. But in the moment, it's very clear you love your girlfriend and that she loves you.
You know, you were 2 weeks in Costa Rica, and I know your that you thought of her from time to time. But you weren't holding back and thinking about her and pining for her. And take a look what happened when you let her alone, when you got about your life wholeheartedly. You recharged your battery so that when you're with her, it's like, oh, my gosh, it's you, as opposed, okay, please fulfill me.
That's true, right. That's wild. That's cool.
You know, we had an opportunity to speak to Katarina on the break, and she was in Costa Rica with you, and she was mentioning to us how much fun she had playing in the pool with you, where you guys were all just on one of the breaks hanging around, and one of you would dive down and
sing underwater, and the rest of you would put your heads under to figure out what the tune that they were singing is.
That was great, yeah.
She was talking about how that was just so much fun and what a highlight. And, you know, I think we all get so serious about where our lives are going, and we could use a little more play.
And, you know, if you're here in this moment of your life, then your life will take care of itself just fine. Your relationship will take care of itself just fine.
I know we had a defining moment with you, at least in my memory, in Costa Rica, where we suggested to you during the Freedom to Breathe that you do each breath with precision, that you start living your life with precision. And I have a feeling that when you were there looking into your girlfriend's eyes, it's part of that, where you're not diffusing your life scattered all over. You're actually being where you are.
Yeah.
And that's huge.
Most people never have that. Their lives are committed to this isn't it, as opposed to allowing themselves the passion of each moment.
Jeez. Yeah, it's wild. You know, like, I think that there's nothing I've ever experienced that's like that powerful. And being, just really being where I am is such a profound experience. It's just unbelievable.
Yes, and it's not describable, and it's not understandable, and it's not reasonable that your life can be so profound with nothing special happening.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting close to the end here. I just want to let everybody know that the Costa Rica video from last year highlights Gio. He's in there, and I'm sure he'll be in a lot of this year's video as well. So if you want to know more about our Costa Rican adventure, go up on our website. Register if you're coming. We'll see many of you this week at Monday Night Alive on the 15th, and then we're not back until March 8th for Monday Night Alive. We have to go now. The show flew. We look forward to speaking to you next week on Finding Peace of Mind. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.